Hello and welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Have a scripture to share with you today coming from John chapter 15 verse 4. You may be very familiar with it, but it's very important. It's where Jesus says, "Remain in me and I will also remain in you." How crucial it is to realize that the greatest thing that we can do is to remain in Christ. What does that mean? What does it mean to remain in Him? Does it mean that we stay at home with just our Bibles? Does it mean that we stay in the prayer closet? No, what it means is that we continue to make every step, to take every step in faith, knowing that apart from Christ, there is no good thing. Without His blessing, without His love in our hearts, without remaining in His Word and just continuing to trust in Him, we cannot do a thing that is good. But those who remain in Him, those who throughout the day, whether you feel it or not, whether you're at work or you're at school, you just continue to trust that Jesus will lead you through. He will lead you to the Father. Despite every circumstance, despite every situation, remain in Him. Keep your eyes fixed on Him. In your thoughts, focus every thought to Him. And even when you get caught up in work, even when your mind seems to wander away, to get consumed in your studying or something else, just immediately come right back to the Lord. Bring your thoughts to Him. Think about the Lord seated on the throne. May our hearts remain in Him. May we continue to focus our heart on Him and our devotion and our affection, and simply come by faith, knowing that those who trust in His name, those who look to Him, they will remain in Him, and He will bring to completion the great work that He has started in our lives. Remain in me, and I will also remain in you. This life, this world, the devil himself seems to try with all of its effort to sway us to the left, to sway it to the right. Every voice tries to, you know, get us to go another direction. But when we remain in Christ, we are kept safe. Will you remain in Him today? Will you, you know, take that effort to continue to focus your mind and your thoughts on Him, asking His Spirit to help you, asking for the Spirit to give you reminders throughout the day, asking for the Spirit of God to always direct your heart toward His will and toward His kingdom? God can do it. He can do it in each one of us. He can do it in those who trust in the name of the Lord Jesus. So may you look to Him today. May you remain in Him, and may you produce an abundance of fruit that comes through His great power and great love.